Hey everybody, Josh Sigerton of World Alternative Media here, and they are trying to kill you as if it wasn't obvious already. Today we're going to go into a bunch of examples of the latest news that leads us to believe that there is a full-scale eugenics operation in progress. We have this out of SHTF plan. Food fear: experts warn against consumption of beef and eggs amid bird flu outbreak. Absolutely fake. We already did a video breaking down the falsities surrounding so-called bird flu. They're using PCR tests again, my friends. There we go. It tells us enough as it is, but they're trying to get us off of meat and onto carbon credit scores. And of course, we have this 30 million kids in danger. Consumer Report demands immediate Lunchables ban. Yes, Lunchables, the childhood favorite among many whose parents, like mine, didn't know better at the time and gave me poisonous foods for lunch. It happens. There wasn't a lot of information out there that was, you know, available to the mainstream public without the internet. But Lunchables have concerning levels of lead and sodium, Consumer Report finds. And of course, this is alongside common things like common bandages contain alarming levels of cancer-causing PFAS, which leads directly into the blood. So they're trying to kill our kids. They're trying to kill adults. They're trying to kill everyone, one and all, because at the end of the day, they're sacrificing us as pawns for the king and the queen in a mass sacrifice for humanity on the altar of Baal, essentially. And we're going to go into some of this and much more today. We have a lot of things to get into. Lots of crazy stuff happening, as always. But before we do, I urge people to check those links below. We have rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17. They're very important in the face of the cancer outbreak we're seeing and the turbo cancer following the injections. You could use code Josh, J-O-S-H, and you will save money on your order. I think this is very important to stock up on because I believe it's probably going to end up getting banned someday. Also, we have a link in the description for Wild Pastures. Get 20% off for life plus $15 off your first box of 100% grass-fed and finished beef, pasture-raised pork, pasture-raised chicken, and wild-caught seafood. Of course, no modified RNA, no mRNA, no GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, antibiotics, hormones, etc. No chemicals of any other kind. All raised in regenerative family farms in 48 U.S. states, delivered to your door, temperature controlled. And of course, you can decide what you order. You don't have to order all the kinds of meat. You can create your own packages. Only through our link are you going to get this deal, and you're saving the farmers, you're saving yourself money, and you're saving your health at the same time as we find mRNA and bugs and all sorts of creepy stuff in the food supply at your local grocery stores. So let's go into this. So this is SHTF plan. It says food fear. Experts warn against consumption of beef and eggs amid bird flu outbreak. And this is becoming a real, real issue, my friends, and we need to take it extremely seriously. It says a former Food and Drug Administration, FDA, and United States Department of Agriculture, USDA food safety advisor warned against the consumption of rare steaks, undercooked eggs, and desserts because of the possibility of catching the H5N1 bird flu virus, according to media reports. No, what they're doing is they're poisoning the meat supply. There's no bird flu in it. There's no such thing as what they are claiming is bird flu. They are, of course, poisoning the well and then blaming it on something else so that everyone bends a knee and does what they're told in the face of food rations, as they also go after farmers. They bring in climate policies and they destroy the supply chain. And they also use World War III as an excuse all the while. And, you know, they diagnose a symptom wrong and then bring in the wrong solution, and it goes in a circle forever. But all the while, Mario Knopfel on Twitter says, 30 million kids in danger. Consumer Report demands immediate Lunchables ban. Consumer Report says urgent USDA action is needed as tests reveal Lunchables' toxic lead and sodium levels threaten the health of 30 million students in national school lunch programs. Over 10,000 parents have signed a petition to strip these risky products from school menus, spotlighting the dire need for safer, healthier food choices for American children. Now, who knows what they'll replace it with? Remember, Michelle Obama, she labeled pizza as a vegetable so that they could push processed foods into schools under the guise of health. It's absolutely absurd, and it's been happening for a while. They want us eating processed food. You know, I'm in Europe right now. I'm in Greece. Food's cheaper, and at the same time, there's obviously a lot more organic food and a lot more natural things to consume here, and, you know, real fruit juice, not mass-produced, you know, crap that's in a plastic bottle or in a carton. It's real juice. And that is something that people in the United States and Canada, unfortunately, if you've never left the country, you've probably almost never really experienced the full depth of it, of what you can find on the shelves and at farmers markets for natural foods. It's unfortunate. I mean, people, if you show them a photo of a fridge full of a bunch of heavily, you know, overly processed garbage and microwavable crap, people are going to assume it's going to be a Canadian or an American fridge. Lunchables have concerning levels of lead and sodium, Consumer Report finds. It says Lunchables prepackaged boxes of deli meat, cheese, and crackers are not the healthiest when it comes to picking snacks or lunches for kids, as they contain troublesome levels of lead and sodium, according to Consumer Reports. I could have told you that when I was like eight eating them, because it was clear that the stuff was fake. What you're eating is fake. It's not real. This isn't real stuff. Ham and Swiss my ass. It's going to be, you know, some kind of chemical, you know, mixture of stuff to a slurry of disgusting slime, like pink slime, which, by the way, has been brought back to the market very quietly and no one's talking about it, creating basically a formed meat and a formed cheese. It's not like they're putting this cheese on shelves for a year to age. It's absurd. And, you know, they're doing this at the same time as the injections. They're, you know, pushing all this stuff on kids, and they do it knowingly. The Johnson & Johnson baby powder that they knew caused cancer for all those years and ended up in that lawsuit, which was barely a slap on the wrist. And Natural News says common bandages contain alarming levels of cancer-causing PFAS, which leach directly into the blood. It says here, and this is crazy because, I mean, every single level, oh, you have a cut? Well, let's get something that causes cancer to put right on the cut so that as it heals, it leaches all this stuff into the blood. Totally evil. It says a new investigation by Mamavation finds that cancer-causing per and polyfluoroalkyl substances. I don't know how the hell to say that word. That is a crazy word. Polyfluoroalkyl, I think it's alkaline, substances are, I'll just call it PFAS, are manufactured into the absorbent pad and sticky flap of common bandages. This is concerning because PFAS can then leach directly into the bloodstream. According to the investigation, bandages from some of the well-known brands like Band-Aid and Curad contain hazardous amounts of these forever chemicals. The testing reveals the presence of fluorine in more than two dozen bandages, which are widely available in medicine cabinets across the nation. PFAS compounds are strong chemicals that can withstand being in the environment for many years because they have links between fluorine and carbon atoms. Wow. The compounds are found in many products, most notably nonstick cookware, hamburger wrappers, menstrual pads, and water and stain repellent goods. Teflon, and ubiquitous nonstick coating seen in kitchens, is derived from I'm standing up, so I'm far away. I got to zoom in here so I can actually see what I'm reading. Polytetrafluoroethylene, okay, a type of fluorocarbon. It can linger in human tissue and the environment for years or perhaps decades before being eliminated. These chemicals interfere with human hormones, metabolism, and body weight. Absolutely insane. And their investigation finds that PFAS are infiltrating our blood through Band-Aids and other common bandages. So it's not surprising. It's just another thing to add to the list. And some of you may have already known this, but nonetheless, yeah, it's the same thing that people are finding in menstrual pads, which are absolutely horrible. And, you know, that's on top of all these different things that are in the food supply, the things that they're spraying it with. Can eating Cheerios cause cancer? I reported on this many years ago. This is 2021 that this article was written. And, you know, they talk about glyphosate. Now, yeah, they've found traces of glyphosate in many major cereals, breakfast cereals that children eat. And that wasn't enough to cause a lot of parents to stop feeding their children that Monsanto Bayer crap. But, and you know, I've been reporting on that since, let me see. Oh my goodness. I've been talking about it anyway, since 2006, I stopped eating fast food and microwave food in 2007. I have a lot of unhealthy habits, but I cut that out pretty fast. Because even though I reported on this years ago regarding Cheerios and cancer, now we know more in the last few months. Pesticide linked to reproductive issues found in Cheerios, Quaker Oats, and other oat-based foods. And the chemical is called paraquat. And paraquat is a little herd of pesticide linked to infertility in animals, and showing up in the overwhelming majority of samples of oat-based food sold in the United States, including popular cereal brands Quaker Oats and Cheerios. The chemical, so there's paraquat and chloramquat, my bad. But it says was detected in 77 of 96 urine samples taken from 2017 and 2023, with levels increasing in the most recent years, a new study by the Environmental Working Group finds. So that's a huge amount of chloramquat. And further, chloramquat was found in 92% of non-organic oat-based foods tested in May 2023, including Quaker Oats and Cheerios, according to research published Thursday in the Journal of Exposure Science and Environmental Epidemiology. So this it has a huge effect on reproductive systems. It also leads to, you know, children not hitting puberty. It's a puberty blocker, which many have found has been utilized in order to make the public docile and infertile and unable to actually adapt and grow as they age. This is a really big problem. And, you know, the Biden administration pushed for this to be put in more foods recently. And then this study came out and now there's some pushback and they push back against paraquat. But chloramquat is still, you know, a growing issue. And everyone just forgot about this. I reported on this in February of 2024. And now a couple months later, it's been swept under the rug. And it's like, okay, well, this is still happening. And people were outraged for 2 days. But these outrage mobs only work on, you know, a pattern, the news cycle. And the news cycle moves and then they move on to the next thing. They get easily distracted. And this is a really big issue. That's why I keep all these tabs. People look at the top of my screen sometimes in my videos and they go, you have way too many tabs open. I have a bunch bookmarked and I have a bunch that I've used in past videos or I want to use in future videos and I'm going to use. And I think it's important to keep the past in mind because these days, 2 days is enough to forget a major news story because it's just, we're getting sideswiped on a daily basis. It says millions of American stomachs are being paralyzed by the deadly new weight loss drug Ozempic that Big Pharma keeps pushing as an answer to the obesity epidemic in America. Now, this is crazy. Yeah. Taking Ozempic really, I mean, I've been hearing about this for years actually, but they say it's a new weight loss drug, but they've used it for other things in the past. Look, they're using this in children. This is yet another toxin that they're forcing on children that could kill, you know, a lot of people long-term, have a lot of long-term side effects. And also it's ridiculous to just not eat bad things and do some exercise. This is how humanity has always worked, but people are turning into a transhumanist movement of convenience, and tyranny comes under the guise of convenience. So therefore, they're lazy, and it's a sign of a weakening and dying society, without a doubt. Meanwhile, Survival.News says your favorite brands of spices may be tainted with toxic metals. Now, that's not shocking, but it is nonetheless a major issue. It says many home cooks often use a variety of herbs and spices to prepare various meals. However, recent reports have revealed that several popular brands of spices are contaminated with heavy metals like lead, which are often linked to adverse side effects. Of course, lead causes very serious emotional trauma in the brain. When I lived in Egypt back in 2020 at one point, they have unleaded gas there, or they have leaded gas rather there. I know they still have places like that. And you can breathe it. You could feel it in the air. You start to, it was 2020. So I was already very emotional about everything that was happening in the world. And it was right before the injections were coming out. And I absolutely lost my mind. I was breathing in so much lead. I was, you know, going mentally crazy. And, you know, this is something that affected a lot of, you know, our grandparents' generations, or if you're a grandparent yourself, your generation. And now it's moved into microplastics, which are making people infertile now and causing a lot of long-term health effects, including cancer, and lungs are being filled with microplastics, which happened heavily after the masks were forced on a bunch of people. But again, the lead is found in it. There's heavy metals other than lead also from the spraying of the skies, which is all declassified. People can say, oh, chemtrails are not real. It's real. They have declassified government documents everywhere. Maybe all the trails in the sky aren't chemtrails or stratospheric aerosol geoengineering, but a lot of them are. And that's absolutely a fact. The Canadian geoengineering agenda, the United Nations unilateral geoengineering agenda, You have a whole bunch of government documents talking about this, and you know the Spanish government and the UN admitting that they sprayed the skies in between May and June or April and June of 2020 with heavy metals over Spain in order to combat COVID, they say, even though the number one cause of loss in taste and smell happens to be exposure to heavy metals. Okay, so there you go. You know, you kill a few birds with one stone here, and then you kill a few plants and you kill a few people because it's a eugenics experiment. Look, there's lots of heavy metals in spices and in foods and in fruits and vegetables, and there's lots of parasites and there's lots of bugs being added to foods. And we've recently reported on a farmer who was exposing all the bugs that were being put into food as of recently, in our video. I believe it was our video on the fake bird flu. And that leads to a lot of obviously parasites and stuff like that. So it's an epidemic of eugenicism. It's an epidemic of depopulation caused by the very people who want to come in as a solution. This kind of circles back to the first article we mentioned today. SHTF plans says the mystery illness spreading among cattle has been identified, and it isn't good news. They claim that all these cattle have this mystery illness and that it's highly pathogenic and it's an influenza. And look, it's again, they're saying that the cows have it. Now they're saying that the chickens have it. As I mentioned earlier, they're pushing the bird flu thing. And it's absolutely absurd. The idea of you know, all these influenzas breaking out is all about getting meat off the shelves and pushing this idea. Well, people are getting sick from meats. Well, the mainstream meats you're finding in the stores, the cheap meats, are filled with mRNA and GMOs and hormones and all sorts of crap. And Chick-fil-A actually just went back on their pledge to not use hormones and antibiotics in their chicken. They started putting antibiotics back into their chicken. So again, this is an issue where it's popular to say we're not putting that stuff in, but a lot of companies that say they are quietly go back on it and start adding this stuff. And not to mention the mRNA, the modified RNA that gets past the digestive system being found in meats across the world. Again, we have solutions for that in the description, but the defender says court to consolidate lawsuit alleging baby food makers' new products were contaminated with heavy metals. Lawsuits by families alleging their children were harmed by toxic heavy metals in baby food made by eight companies, including Gerber, Beech Nut, and Campbell Soup Company, will be consolidated in a San Francisco federal court, a federal judicial panel decided Thursday. So again, everything's being targeted, your kids more than anything. I mean, it's absolutely sick the fact that they knew that the injections were causing myocarditis in children, and they did it anyway, and they got it around the Israeli food department and health department. They got it around the FDA in the United States, and Pfizer was slapped on the wrist for this, just like Johnson and Johnson was slapped on the wrist for knowingly putting cancer-causing chemicals into their baby powder, which killed children. And while it was killing children, they continue doing it, knowing of that fact. It's evil. It's because they're trying to make you infertile and kill you and make you unhealthy, so you're dependent on them, and then you become a docile little slave, like Yuval Noah Harari says. Drugged out, placated on drugs, playing video games, and you will own nothing and you will be happy. That's what they say. LifeSite News says Planned Parenthood exposed for transitioning children in Missouri, forced to turn over documents. So now we have the eugenicists that murder babies and sell their body parts on the market, which is on video, transitioning children secretly. And you know they've gotten a lot of federal grants over the years. It's interesting that I mean this continues to happen. How if you set up a shop somewhere, let's say you set up a little shed behind a business, and you're like, hey, come in here, and you're chopping off children's penises and breasts, then you would go to jail. You're like Ed Gein. You'd be like a what are you, Jeffrey Dahmer? I mean, it's insane, but. This company gets away with it all the time, and which tells me that it's obviously coordinated. Obviously, it was started by what's her name, Margaret Sanger, who said that pledged that she wanted to kill blacks by aborting their babies. This is a real thing that's happening, and the government has given multiple grants to it, and they're praised by feminists and Black Lives Matter and stuff like that. It's absurd. It's doublethink, really. It's true doublethink. So. When I see stories like this, I'm thinking it's allowed to happen. Obviously, it's allowed to happen. You don't get away with constantly butchering children unless the government allows you to get away with constantly butchering children. Now, at the same time, we have this out of the expose. Greece's tumbling birth rates will be difficult, if not impossible, to reverse. I'm currently in Greece. And, you know, it goes from, you know, 10 children per family, you know, 100 years ago, down to one, if any, today. You see people walking down the street with one child or maybe two. There, it used to be a big crowd of people. And, you know, it's sad. And I can't say much for, I don't have kids yet. I want to have kids very much so. But it's sad to see the birth rate decline so much, because we're in a cultural collapse and a civilizational collapse, and it's all by design. And they push this stuff in the media. They want you to be lazy. They want you to be weak, so you never think you could raise children. They want you scared, so you fear having children. They want you placated, and they want you drugged up, and they want you having fun and partying and drinking and eating chemicals that make you infertile. They want you doing all this stuff in order to cut, you know, make a demographic cliff that is absolutely dangerous, which is happening in almost every country in the world, and then depopulate humanity in that way, at the same time as using laws in other places where they're calling for a cap on birth rates. I think in Australia right now, it's insane. And like Chinese style one child policies are pushing all over the place, while butchering children so they can't have babies, and, you know, confusing everyone, demoralizing everyone. This is part of transhumanism, which is part of the Great Reset, which is also tied to the economic system of CBDC with carbon credits and of course, social credit attached to 15-minute cities where everyone is tracked and traced 24/7. And as I reported on yesterday, the big banks have just been caught. Well, not caught. We already know this. They got a bill passed forward in the UK that they're pushing forward to the very end that would allow banks and big corporations to spy on you and your every move. So they're creating this technocratic environment, which is based in transhumanism, which is based on the Baphomet, which is based on the absence of the soul, the consciousness, and humanity. And we are only a stone's throw away from their end game, which is a Tower of Babel. So we as human beings have to do what human beings have done best, which led us to such a huge amount of wealth of convenience, which is be independent, be self-responsible, be free. That is the synonymous morphing of all those things. It's the same thing, humanity. And that's what they're after. That's what they want to destroy. That's what the war is on. This isn't just about this side or that side, left or right, or a middle or center, or whatever. It's not about that country, that nationality, that race, whatever it might be. It is about humanity. They want to bankrupt us of that. And they're using us to play us against each other while they rub their hands together on their throne of skulls and death, laughing, smirking, scoffing at our trials as we never utilize the right solutions to fix these very real problems. The real solutions are to withdraw from the system, not vote, withdraw from the system, not protest. Protesting helps a little bit to get the word out, but it's about withdrawing from the system. That is how we win this battle for humanity. If there's a war on humanity, the solution is to be more human, be more independent, be more conscious, be more real. As human beings, it's up to us to free ourselves. Freedom isn't something you hold in your hands. You are free or you are not. It depends on your willingness to defend yourself in each contextual situation. So that's why food, water, shelter, self-defense, you're not gathering things for the toughest guy on the block. Very important. Gold and silver, privacy coins, not investment advice, what I believe. It's truly important that we don't depend on the banking system. We don't depend on the grocery stores. We don't depend on others to an extent where we are essentially just waiting, sitting ducks for the New World Order, for the Great Reset. So as always, my friends, as I close this off, as they try to poison your children, go after the most innocent people in society, it's truly evil. I can't think of anything more evil. I urge people to go and check those links below. Again, we have Wild Pastures, 20% off your life, plus $15 off your first box. So this is a solution. Again, no mRNA, no GMOs, 100% grass-fed and finished beef, pasture-raised pork, pasture-raised chicken, and wild-caught seafood, raised on regenerative family farms in 48 U.S. states. Delivered to your door, temperature controlled and customizable as you see fit. That is a way to escape what they're putting in your food in the grocery stores. We also have heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO. There's organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get 5% off. Plus, you get free shipping in the USA. This is a way to not fall for the Great Reset, not fall for their food rations with bugs and mRNA that is very close on the horizon and already happening in some places. This is a way to feel, you know, confident that you are prepared and you aren't going to be depending on them later, because they are utilizing food, they're utilizing banks in order to control you, and they're utilizing your health too and placating you, like I said. That's why I said at the beginning of the video to go to rncstore.com. Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril Online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. Again, you could use code Josh, J-O-S-H, at RNC Store, and you get some money off on your order. So make sure to check that out in the below links. Again, they're spraying us. They're poisoning the water with fluoride, hydrofluosilicic acid. They're poisoning the food supply. They're injecting people. This is a way to save ourselves from that obvious ticking time bomb. As always, I urge people to check out firstnationalbullion.com/schedule-consult/. And use that link exactly as it is, so you can schedule an appointment with Mark Gonzalez and you get a free complimentary investors package and a free consultation. You can buy physical gold and silver there. And of course, you can have it in your hands or you can hold it in a vault and it's safe. And you're with someone who is truly a freedom-minded person. Mark Gonzalez is a really good person, so make sure you sign up with him. And of course, you can roll over into physical gold or silver IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, checking, savings, etc. Make sure you go and put in the comments when you sign up that you found him at World Alternative Media, and we truly appreciate it. Another thing for health is madtrapnutrition.com for 100% organic Peruvian coffee made from the work of Jamie Ike over at Iconic. I highly recommend people help and support him in that while supporting your health. You can get Manuka honey and you can get mushroom tinctures. If you use code Josh, J-O-S-H, you will save money on your order. And finally, make sure to go and check out Line Energy for batteries, solar panels, solar chargers, generators, etc. So you aren't dependent on the government grid. You save money and get free shipping when you use our link. And to close this off, I appreciate everyone who has helped us out so far. We could not do it without you. We gave up our house recently and we're on the road and it's saving us money. But, you know, we got so bankrupt in the last year and we're trying to do our 15-minute city documentary. Thank you to those who've donated to our gogetfunding.com campaigns. We have them in the description, and our legal defense campaign as well. We have gogetfunding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar. We have a Bitcoin address and we have a Cointree link with a bunch of different cryptocurrencies that you could donate in if you please, including privacy coins. Could not do it without you. You are the heartbeat of independent media. It's you guys keeping us alive. So we aren't like the mainstream and we aren't like the mainstream alternative. We are telling the truth as we see it, even though it's unpopular to all sides generally, and it makes us very unpopular for most people. That's why we don't have the viewership of a lot of other channels. That's why we need your help to keep that truth alive. We have, of course, a Teespring store with a bunch of merchandise, and you can find us, as always, on Telegram, Rockfin, Bandoff Video, BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon at World Alternative Media. You can find us on Hive, Steemit, and Vigilante.tv at Josh Sigurdsson, and on the Bad Guys, TikTok and Instagram, World Alternative Media, Twitter and Getter at World Alt Media, and all the major podcast platforms, except for Spotify, of course, where we were banned. Imagine why. As always, hit that like button, share on social media, hit the notification bell, and hit subscribe if you have not yet already. And we appreciate all of you watching. Live freely, live by example, always. Until next time, this is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth, be the change.